This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered the need to humble ourselves before God and trust in His grace if we want to experience eternal and abundant life. This leads naturally into a second application based on our study of Romans 11. We should always remember it is by grace alone and not by works. Paul says in verses 5 and 6, "At the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace, and if by grace then it is no longer by works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace." There are three basic perspectives people have with regard to religious experience. One says, if you do the best you can, God will accept you. That is, works. Others say, God is gracious toward us, but we must do our part if we want Him to accept us. Another way of putting this is, God helps those who help themselves. Still others say, we are accepted by God by grace and grace alone. There is nothing we can add to what He has done. All we can do is accept God's gift of grace by faith. Paul affirms this third way of experiencing God's acceptance. The first two provide a basis of personal pride. Paul wrote the Ephesian church in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Romans 11, 7 says, "What Israel sought so earnestly, it did not obtain." There is nothing we can add to what Jesus Christ did in His life, death, and resurrection. What He did is perfect. It is finished. It is complete. Anything I try to add only spoils it. It is a gift which I can only receive by faith.